This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Mac, Dusty, and Steven. I'm sorry, Bob, as we got that earlier. Shout out to George Brett. He joined us. If you missed that interview, we'll run it back at 9 o'clock. Not everybody gets to work the same time. Not everybody's in their car at the same time. Gates to the parking lot open up at the K at 9. If you're there, call in. I want to know why.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, the parking gates open. I think they said 12 or 12:30, the gates to the stadium open, 2:30 pregame, and then 3:10 first pitch.
Ooh. Over under 3:10.
Oh, it'll be absolutely right at 3:10.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're good at
I was thinking 3:11.
Nah, 3:11 would be good. But no, they'll be right there.
Okay.
They'll be right there. Baseball's good. Football's good. Every football game, 12:02 kickoff. You know, they all start at the same exact time.
Now, when basketball's the one.
Basketball, we're all those things can't start on time.
You think that game's starting at 9:09 tonight?
No
chance. 9:21.
Have you watched the last 5 minutes of NCAA tournament game? It's a commercial break every 10 seconds.
No doubt about it. Don't forget, Cody and Gold, they're going to be outside or as close as they can get to gate D. So where the players enter, if you're familiar with Kauffman Stadium, that's where they're going to be out doing their show from 10 to 2, loaded with guests.
Nice.
I believe JJ is going to come by and sit down. Vern's going to go by and sit down, and then they'll have Vinny Pasquantino on the show as well. Joining them today, from Cody and Gold, those guys, ready to rock and roll. They'll be out there. So normally it's windy and cold. Today they got blessed with
it. Yeah, they did a great day to sit out there. Yeah.
I'm jealous, man. I'd love to do the show out there, but there wouldn't be anybody there.
Right. No. And we've done that before on opening day where you're out there in the stadium and there's nothing more peaceful than a baseball stadium with nobody in it. And I'm speaking from, you know, a lot of experience doing that and doing the opening day or just being in a spring training ballpark before anybody shows up and whatnot. Like, it's peaceful. It's beautiful. It's romantic. It's a religious experience just to kind of hear the fountains in the background. And then you kind of anticipate it. And then it fills up with people. Like, it's just it's a great thing. I miss being out there for opening day, but like, there's really no reason to be out there at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Mac, take the keys and drive us through Smasher Pass, which is obviously brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Knoll and 135th and Metcalf. As we get into Smash or Pass, just remember, you want to hear the sounder that we played before the break. To have your chance, be call number 5 to win that prize and talk to Mac. Take it away, Mr. Morey.
Smash or Pass baseball theme today. Our guy Dan Revelle went over basically every big new food item on different.
Even if they're real or fake.
Even if they're real or fake. Yeah, 4.5 million views for a fake basket of hot dogs.
For a fake basket of hot dogs. Can you believe that, right? Like, Revelle's like, oh my God, this isn't real.
It's AI.
4.5 million views of that.
We got to be careful. Okay.
Did anybody think they were getting 12 hot dogs for $12.99 at the ballpark, though? Come on.
We will get to a helmet full of another kind of food later here in this Smasher Pass.
Damn well better.
New at Astros games, the Daddy Mac Dog. Footlong, you know I'm smashing. Footlong Angus Beef Frank, chopped brisket, macaroni and cheese, barbecue sauce, and a crispy dill pickle, $15.79.
How big is that thing?
Massive. This looks hefty.
It's a massive
this
Mac wiener.
Oh, it says footlong. Okay.
Yeah.
Men's 12, wieners.
Yeah.
Can you split that? Like, they have this thing.
Start on one end and have your person start on the other?
No, they have this thing in Texas called the boomstick, which is like a 3-foot-long hot dog,
they
right?
They Flora Farms, too.
Yeah, they do. and so we got it when we did our baseball trip down there. And, right. Then we cut it all up and split it. It was not good. It was terrible.
Damn.
It was like, how do I describe the hot dog? It tasted like pink sludge, basically.
Ew.
You know, like one of those hot dogs, like the ones that they fill with the cheese. Ew. Like it's
oh,
just,
those are great.
It just was not a good tasting hot dog. And so the whole thing was like, ugh. And then you're sitting there going, this sucks, man. I feel like
what do they call it? Pink slime, I think is the actual name.
Yeah, but it was
sludge,
like it was more of a sludge than a slime. This thing looks pretty good, I guess, but I mean, I would split that with somebody.
I mean, that's just one of those things that, like, yeah, I would smash for sure, but at a baseball game, like, you're sitting in a seat, you're already, like,
right.
You know, kind of, you know, tight and snugged in there, like, you're smashing that thing, like, you need some space, man, you need that elbow room, or you eat that wiener with a fork. And I don't know if, like, you can
smash.
Possibly do that. I think it's like when you see somebody cutting a pizza slice with a fork, you're like,
come
dude,
on,
what are you
dude?
Doing? Like, what's going on? So, yeah, obviously smash. But at a baseball game, maybe if I'm in, like, the Diamond Club sitting at, like, a desk.
You got to
like,
have a table or something or stand up in the outfield and eat it with a table in front of you.
Mm-hmm. And don't make eye contact.
Definitely not. There's going to be brisket falling
everywhere.
Who comes
up with this stuff? They just start throwing stuff on top of hot dogs. Goes, that'll work, Jim.
I think they get everybody chiefed up in a van. They're like, all right, give us your best option for ballpark food.
True.
Yeah, I mean, who says no? You know, be great. Hot Cheetos covered a corn on the cob.
That's how they had to have come up with that pulled pork Reese's peanut butter cup thing a couple of years ago.
Better have a glass of milk.
Now I'm just picturing Tony Romo being part of coming up with the, I don't know, Jim.
Look out, Jim. They've got a foot-long dog with cheddar cheese. Look out.
All right, new at Phillies game, s'mores quesadilla, Nutella, mini marshmallows, graham crackers, crumbled in a crispy flour tortilla served with a chocolate dipping sauce. $11.
You had me at Nutella.
I knew. Yeah, I knew once I said Nutella, Bob was in.
Yeah, that's the.
I didn't hear anything else. You had me at Nutella.
What is it? Hazelnut? Is that what it
hazelnut
is?
Hazelnut chocolate. Yeah,
hazelnut
yeah.
chocolate. Yeah, sign me up. I mean, I'm not a. I need like one little triangle, and that would be it before I would pass it along because I'm not a big sweets guy. Like at Longboards, they have a s'mores wrap.
Ooh,
if you ever want to get into that, if you've been in the garage for a while.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Yes! Yes!
There's your sounder. Be call number 5 for Mac Morning. He'll get you set up with some Booth Creek Wagyu that's brought to you by, or Smasher Pass, which is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu.
Absolutely. Start calling. All right, new at Pirate Stadiums, the Polish Cannonball. Egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, cheddar cheese, and an herb cream dip.
I'm smashing that in the
smashing
in the first month of the season. I don't know if I'm eating that in July or August.
Yeah, in the heat.
Yeah, I don't know about
but
that.
But they're like just fried balls is what they look like.
Smash.
Yeah, I'd smash that. Yeah.
That
looks really good to me. Okay, I think this is Yankees pastrami sandwich this year.
Yes, absolutely.
It just looks like a bunch of pastrami and maybe some mustard.
Yeah, it looks outstanding.
You know who's not smashing that? That guy that tried to steal the baseball out in right field.
It's like a triple-decker sandwich.
For life. Yeah, yes, I love pastrami sandwiches, man.
That's great.
God.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, yep,
smash on that.
Yeah, I'd give that a shot. And then new at Yankees game this year, tiramisu and a helmet.
I'm not a huge tiramisu guy,
really?
But I would absolutely try that. Yeah,
I'm
all in.
Sucking those lady fingers and eating that stuff. So I love tiramisu.
I love it too. This looks so good.
Is that a normal sized helmet too?
It looks pretty big.
It looks like a big helmet,
yeah,
right?
That's a lot. That's a lot. No, it's definitely like two people for sure.
Oh, it's more than that, man. Like
it's
that's,
one person.
Dusty's yeah. like, I don't need help.
Get out there with a Joker face and just whipped cream. You want to know how I got these scars? Helmet tiramisu, baby.
How? I mean, like, and that looks like a massive dessert.
If it's, at, yeah. if it's New York Stadium, you know that thing's like $36.
Oh, easily.
But you know what? If you're splitting with four people,
why
so
not?
What?
Yeah, why not?
It's $10 a person or less than that a person. And,
hey,
and
Craig, you, I didn't get that Venmo for that tiramisu from opening day. You got
that
it?
Guy. You
got,
you, are you a friend with that guy?
Yeah, like, I am that guy.
Oh, you are.
Haven't got your fantasy money yet. Well, I'm not really caring about it. We're week seven. No, I'm kidding. I'm always a payer.
I mean, that guy begging for the $8 on Venmo and then the guy not giving it is ridiculous. That's, but yeah. that thing right there comes with a side of like Wegovy. You know, you get that diabetes drug going into you.
Last, but certainly not least, at the Mets games, you can get 20 hot chocolate chip cookies in a bucket. It's going to be more than one person.
Warm,
yes.
Warm chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, that's a yes.
That's a yes. That
is it. I'm taking 15 of them home.
100%.
Because you go to the game, you eat four or five, pass a few out, still got 10 left. You go home, hit the garage,
heat
warm them back
up
in like the little oven.
I hope that.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing comes with a top because I know how I am. If I have a lid and it's closed and it's under the seat, I'm fine. But if those things are open, I'm eating them all at the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way I am. That's my personality. I know that.
Right.